Welcome to Doula Club, a podcast for doulas by a doula. I'm your host, Bonnie Silva. Enjoy the ride.
Hey guys, on today's episode, we have Lola Lorber. Lola is not only an amazing doula, but she's also an amazing actor. And she talks to us about how she got into being a birth and postpartum doula. And she also talks about how she merges her acting life with her doula life. So check it out. All right, we're starting. Lola is here in the house.
Hello.
Lola, talk to me. So we've known each other for a couple of years.
A few years. We actually met, I think, at Milk Bar to talk about being doulas. Maybe even before your first birth, because I had just done one.
Okay.
And we were at Milk Bar and we got coffee.
I think I smoke too much weed, so I don't remember this.
Yeah, well.
Talk to me how you got into being a doula, because I feel like, you know, your energy must be so relevant when you're a doula, like that carries you really through and through.
Thank you. Yes. So I grew up in New York City, New Yorker, born and raised. I lived in a really big apartment building on the Upper West Side with lots and lots of families. I'm an only child, and I was always baby obsessed. Like even in preschool, my mom told me that my preschool teachers would tell her that during nap time, I would sneakily leave my cot and go to the baby nursery to hang out with the babies. And I thought that I was doing this like unbeknownst to anyone, but obviously everyone knew that like a 3-year-old or a 4-year-old was like wandering off. But I would go and like pet the babies and hang out in the nursery because I didn't want to take my nap. And then later on, I would be like a mama's helper babysitter in my apartment building, taking care of babies and toddlers while the mother was still there. I was literally like 7 or 8 years old. And I think I would get maybe like $5 or $6 to spend like all Saturday with them. So I don't know who was watching who, but I was helping because I would like, you know, make snack and hang out with the kids. And I just was like fascinated by babies. And then I continued babysitting as I got older and, you know, my rates went up and by a few dollars. And then I went to college and I was babysitting in college. I went to Oberlin College in Ohio. I majored in film production and minored in gender, feminist, sexuality studies.
Oh, wow.
And I was babysitting there. And then when I graduated, I was like, well, babysitting's not a real job. Even though I loved it and I was good at it, it just didn't feel like a real thing. And so I worked at an advertising agency. I worked for a TV show. And then I met with Abby Epstein and Ricky Lake through someone that I babysat for. They were like, oh, we know Abby Epstein and Ricky Lake who did the birth classic, The Business of Being Born.
Oh, that's so cool. So did you get a chance to talk to them about?
So I worked with them.
Oh, you worked with them.
On this documentary that hasn't come out yet called Sweetening the Pill about fertility and hormonal health.
Fascinating.
And I was one of their producing consultants and worked on their Kickstarter campaign and went to all of these like birth conferences. And the first one that we went to was in DC and it was hormonal health, reproductive health conference, and it was 3 days.
Wow.
And that was where I met birth doulas, I met postpartum doulas, I met midwives and midwives assistants, and my mind was blown.
That's amazing.
And I heard about postpartum doulas and was like, wait a minute, you can like get paid real money to be with newborns and to help mothers. Like, what?
Like it's a career.
It's a real career. And that was the thing. Actually, this is such a silly thing, but I was sitting at one dinner with this girl who was 27 years old. And I guess I was 22 or 23 at the time. And she told me that she had been to 30 births. Mm-hmm. And she, and that blew my mind. And then she took out a business card. And honestly, the business card was what really blew my mind. I was like, what? A business card? I was like, this young professional? And that was when I was like, wait a minute, I want to do this too, maybe. So after that birth conference, it had the idea of like being a postpartum doula or maybe even a birth doula was floating through my head. And I was like, do I want to do this? Do I not? I don't know. And right around that time, my first cousin, who's like a sister to me, told me that she was pregnant.
Oh.
And I was like, oh my gosh. And I told her, you know, I'm thinking about doing this doula training, but I don't know, because I was in my first year of acting school. Mm. And I was like, I don't know if I could really do both, but I'm feeling kind of pulled towards this. And she was like, Lola, you really just got to pull the trigger and do it. And like, I would love to have you be my birth doula and my postpartum doula. And I would be happy to pay for half of your training in exchange for your services. And I was like, deal, done, let's go. So it was really special because she was my first client.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It was really cool.
Now, how does the acting tie up into your doula work? Because I know that you're doing like, you're doing like really some awesome, fabulous stuff. Like you're doing the videos on Birthly.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Yes.
And so they're like tutorials and they're like really knowledgeable videos. Let's talk about that. Like,
yeah.
How does your work as an actor? Because you're fantastic at it.
Thank you.
Actor.
Thank you so
much. And like, you're an amazing doula. So like, talk to me about that.
Sure. So yeah, I forgot to mention, I am a certified birth and postpartum doula and a certified lactation counselor. And I do teach online breastfeeding classes, a breastfeeding basics class, through mybirthly.com. And I've done some YouTube videos for them about like newborn care and like signs that you're going into labor. And it's really funny how acting and my doula practice have really merged in this like beautiful way. My first birth honestly taught me the most important acting lesson in the entire world. I was in acting school. Again, it was towards the end of my first year of acting school. And my cousin went into labor and I was with her and her husband for, you know, I think it was like 15 hours. And I remember when she was starting to push her baby out, I was thinking in my head, oh my gosh, this is your time, Lola. This is going to be the biggest moment in your life. This is your cousin. This is the first baby in a long time in your family. This is your first birth. I was just thinking, me, me, me. I think you see where this is going. And she was pushing the baby out. And in my head, I was like, okay, I'm going to like, once the baby comes, I'm going to cut the cord because that was already the plan. And I'm going to silently cry and I'm going to look up into the light and I'm going to say like, welcome to the world, baby Marcus. Like, we love you so much. We're all going to hold hands. I'm going to like silently be sobbing beautiful tears and we're going to sing Kumbaya and hold each other until the end of the night. And then her baby was born and I was ready to look up into the light and like do the Lola show. And thank goodness I looked around the room because they handed her her baby, beautiful, healthy baby Marcus. And she looked down at him and didn't smile, was just like in pure shock. Same with her husband. And I was like, oh my gosh, this has nothing to do with me. This has nothing to do with me. And I cannot anticipate moments. This is not my moment. And I read the fucking room. And I stepped back and I was like, they are transitioning into parents. They need this moment on their own. Thank God I didn't burst into tears and start singing. Like, this was, and you know what? And also, like, I hadn't been to a birth before. And I just thought, because of the movies that we see, that you immediately love totally. Your baby and you smile and you cry and you hold them. And it's like, no, you know what? They were like sewing up her vagina. She had a lot going on down there. She had been through a whole thing. she was still processing what had just happened. They were transitioning into parenthood. Sometimes that takes 10 seconds. Sometimes it takes 10 minutes. Sometimes it takes 10 days. Like, so I stepped back and I was like, this has nothing to do with me. And that was the best acting lesson I've ever. Oh, yeah, that was my first birth and the best acting lesson that I ever received, to just read the room and not anticipate moments. And then I started drawing all these parallels between acting and birth work, like simple things just like breathe and trust your body, trust your instincts. So I really felt like my acting honestly improved just by like staying in the moment and not planning out things like, okay, so you're going to say this line and then I'm going to say this line and turn to the right and look at you. It was more like, let's just be natural about it and move through it.
Well, I think it's really interesting because like when I did my first birth, like awkwardness all around, right? So, you know, we learn things as we get experienced.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So so that was my first birth, and I really thought that I had to do 3 births to become certified. I did my training with Doula Trainings International, which I love, 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 love. And I was like, you know what, I'm just going to do these 3 births and then only do postpartum. But once you do one birth, you want to do another, and then once you do another, I mean, you've got to keep going.
Yeah, it's like having candy.
Yeah, once you pop, you can't stop. That's Pringles or sex. I don't know. So I've now done 6 births, but I focus mostly on postpartum. I've worked with 29 families, and that's really my focus, even though I'm always itching to do another birth, and I will continue to do births.
Yeah. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about postpartum for a bit, because I know that you are incredibly experienced. And I know you bring a lot to these families. So talk to me about your clients, how you work with them, different situations that you really felt like you gathered all of these like tools in your doula bag to really help them transition to the parenthood journey that they're on now.
Totally. So I really like to kind of do a choose your own adventure situation with my postpartum clients. I'm happy to cater to their needs. I've worked with families that are like, here's the baby. We need to go binge watch Netflix in our room for an hour and like take a shower. And I'm like, cool. Let me know if you need anything. Do you want me to bring you chips? Like whatever. No judgments, you know? And then there are others that want to sit and talk for 4 hours straight. And I'm like, okay, noted. I'm going to bring myself a coffee so I can like really be alert. And then there are others that's like, it's a little bit of a mix. I always offer a meal. I bring ingredients to make some healthy soup or stew. I mean, right now it's like winter, so everything that I'm making is hot foods, protein. And then in the summer I do like, you know, grain salads and stuff like that. So I always offer to bring a meal. I would love my clients to have a shower, a meal, and a nap. And ideally like a walk outside if depending on their recovery where they are. Mm-hmm. Obviously, all those 4 things are really ambitious to get all of them done, but like 1 of the 4, 2 of the 4, all of them. So it really depends on the family. There have been some people that just want to talk the whole time, and then there's some that are like, let's do an infant bath, or some people need help with breastfeeding or bottle feeding or pumping. So when I meet with a family, we kind of go over like what they want. And in the interview process, sometimes people are like, well, I know that I'm going to need help with breastfeeding, and I know that I'm, you know, going to want to start like doing my yoga practice again.
Yeah.
And then of course they get there and they're like, oh, breastfeeding is a breeze. Like, let's just sit down and chat. And I'm like, okay. And sometimes that's what they really need the most.
Yeah. It's really interesting of how a lot of times, not sometimes, but a lot of times, their needs in postpartum are so different than what they envision.
Yeah.
When you do get birth clients, do you talk about the whole spectrum, like birth and postpartum.
Yes.
And when you do, how does that go? Talk to me about that.
So when I've worked with birth clients, ever since I became a certified lactation counselor, I offer a 1-hour breastfeeding basics class at my second prenatal, which is just kind of like an overview of the breastfeeding process. And I always say, you know, like, it's very likely that all of this information is going to go in one ear and out the other.
Totally.
But it's also nice to just have it somewhere in the back of your brain, because at 3 a.m. when you're breastfeeding your baby and maybe you're having some difficulty, maybe my voice will like chime in the back and be like, make your breast like a sandwich. And then it's like, oh, like that's what Lola said. And now it makes sense. So like these little buzzwords I think can stick, mm-hmm. Which is why I like to do that. And yeah, I do talk about the postpartum period. I have like an Amazon wish list of like baby stuff, that I send to my families that I work with, birth clients and postpartum clients.
That's really fun.
Yeah, it's fun. And it's so funny because Instagram, Facebook, and Amazon think I'm like a mother of 8 because all of my ads are like, oh, try this new like wrap. And I'm like, oh, cool. But I'm not.
Like, do you just like copy and paste to everybody that specific list?
Yeah. So I have a link. I can send it to you. And it's just like stuff that, you know, it's not necessarily like must-haves, but it's things that families that I've worked with have used before and loved.
Right.
And little things that people don't think about, like nail care kits. I've done like a lot of newborn manicures, which sounds so silly.
No, it's
but
not.
Their nails get so long and strong, and it's scary when their skin is so sensitive.
Yeah, they look like little tiny monsters.
They're little claws.
Yeah.
And they grow back so fast.
They do.
And I talk about the postpartum period and like for the baby and also for the mother. Because again, some families want me to focus more on like the newborn aspect of the postpartum period.
Right.
And then others really want the mother's support. And then sometimes it's somewhere in the middle.
Right.
And a lot of the times I've worked with people that are very clear about like, this is what my needs are. And then there've been some times where they're not as sure what they need. And I kind of have to like do some detective work. And
yeah,
there was one woman who we really would just sit and talk for 4 hours and we wouldn't do anything with the baby. I mean, we would hold the baby and feed the baby, of course, and it took me until like the third session where I was like, we need to get out of the house. Like, we need to take a walk. Like, she's afraid of leaving with her baby. Like,
yeah.
And so I was like, let's try out the stroller. Let's like get on the baby carrier. Like, I'll wear her today and like you wear her tomorrow. And like, let's go walk around the block and like get a coffee and a tea.
That's great.
And it was those little things where I was like, she feels trapped by her baby. And later on, she admitted that. I didn't just assume. But that felt really good too, to be like, oh, I cracked the case. Like, we don't have to just like sit inside and talk all day. Like, we can move and like get out and learn how to live our lives with this baby.
So when you told your family that you were going to be a doula, what was their reaction? And also talk to me about like how your work affects, like ripple affects your life.
Sure. So my family, they were very supportive.
Do they know what a doula was, or did you have to
explain? Love my mom and dad. I think maybe they didn't know. I can't really remember. I mean, I've been like a birth nerd for a long time and was obsessed with pregnancy and childbirth in early college. So I'm sure that they – I mean, I think that they probably confused like a doula and a midwife, which
sure.
Like most people do.
Totally.
But my mom was like, oh, this makes so much sense, because I, you know, was baby obsessed. And my dad, I think he like didn't really get it, but now definitely gets it. And they were super supportive and were like, as long as you can, you know, survive off of it. And it's not easy. Like, only recently have I been like, okay, I can kind of like let go of some of my side jobs. And for a while I was, you know, doing assistant video editing and still babysitting and like taking random freelance jobs here and there. And now I've kind of been doing that less, which feels really good.
I feel like people like have this idea that a doula career, and I think it's because Instagram is it really jeopardizes us sometimes. And it's a really conundrum for me even that they assume that this career is so lucrative, especially in the beginning. And what they don't understand is that it takes experience and time. And that's something that I myself even had to really realize the hard way.
Yeah. It really does. And even when you have experience and time, I was talking to like a semi-famous Instagram doula woman who's in her like 40s. And she was like, Lola, like my income last year was like $14,000, and that was like a good year. And I was like, yeah. Like it sucks to hear, but even like very experienced doulas, you're not,
no,
you can't really charge that much for births. And also it's such a labor of love, literally, that it's so hard to say no to someone. Sure. Like, you know, I've done a lot of like volunteer postpartum stuff or like lower rates for lower income families. But then also at the end of the day, I'm like, but they might even make more money than I do. Like but it's so hard to, I mean, you just have to, you know, take on the fancy clients and then also take on some lower income.
Yeah. And I think that overall, you know, that's kind of like what our work really is.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it just, it's frustrating, but it's beautiful at the same time. So it really truly is like a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Right. And how does like your work affect, because I know that for a fact that postpartum is hard. It's hard to support families because you give so much energy. You're donating and you're really pouring your energy, your love, and your mental stamina onto the families that you're supporting for 5, 6, 8 hours.
Yeah.
How does that, the ripple effect of you when you come home, how does that happen with your family, friends, roommates, life in general?
I mean, I come home and I cry a lot. Definitely after birth, sometimes after postpartum visits, even if it's not sad, sometimes it's just like, oh my God, this beautiful family. I'm so happy that I got to be a part of their process and their transition. I like to do like a bath and a face mask. Sometimes I don't give myself the time to process the stuff that I've done or the people that I've worked with because I'm very much like go, 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 like this thing and then the next thing. But I really feel it wear me down when I don't take time to like get a good night's sleep. And
you feel like you start to
go on overdrive.
Yeah. And like you feel like you're depleted. That's
depleted.
The word. I had a brain fart.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that you picked me up.
Yes.
You feel depleted if you don't start to take care of yourself.
Yes,
right?
Totally. And especially, you know, I've only worked with a few women with postpartum depression, but I've worked with a bunch of women with postpartum anxiety. And
which
I also
have. Which is, by the
way,
something that's not talked about enough.
Yes. And I've had a lot of anxiety over the last few years. And especially with births, I get very anxious leading up to birth.
Yeah.
It's gotten less and less the more experience I've had with them.
Yeah.
But you really do take it all in. I've just recently learned like how to get it out, and it's crying and taking a bath, smoking some weed, having a glass of wine, processing with my doula community.
Yeah. So
even
important.
If whether it's like in person or even just like texting at like 1 in the morning, being like, oh my gosh, this
we've
is
had
crazy.
Conversations.
Yeah, absolutely.
You called me. And
absolutely.
You need that.
You need that.
And I think that it's important to have the community because, like, sometimes your friends don't get it. How much do you feel like you're educating your friends now that are not part of the birth world?
Constantly, constantly. I'm always talking about what I'm seeing and feeling and how it's affecting me to my friends. And they love it. They eat it up. Most people. Some are like, what? Okay, we've heard enough about, like – leaking breasts and placentas and
I feel like people stopped following me on Facebook because of it.
No.
Yes.
This is what I was gonna say. I kind of am like the mother in a lot of my like friend circles. I feel like people kind of will come to me for like nurturing support. And sometimes people will be like texting me about like their anxieties and whatever they're freaking out about. And then they'll be like, I'm sorry. I know that you like get paid to do this. And like, you're not a therapist, but you're just so comforting. And I love, love, love supporting my friends. But also at the end of the day, I'm like, I need to support myself too. But I like being the mother who mothers mothers, who's not a mother. Say that 5 times fast. So one of my favorite things to say to new mothers, I'm a huge list maker. I'm obsessed with lists. I have lists in my phone. I have lists in a paper planner. I have lists in a notebook. And a lot of the times I'm working with mothers who are obsessed with lists as well. And sometimes I'll come and work with a family and they're like, okay, here is the list of 10 things that I want to achieve in the next 4 hours with you. Awesome. And I used to be into that. And now my new thing is let's not make a list before. Let's make a list after of all of the stuff that we got done. Because instead of looking at a piece of paper and being like, okay, we had 10 things on the list, we only got to do 4. It's so much more empowering to, at the end of the visit, be like, let's look at what we did today. We did a load of laundry. You got to take a nap. You took a shower. We gave the baby the first bath. Like, we had a 20-minute conversation about, like, how you're going to take this vacation in a month and how you're going to pack for that and what that's going to look like. And it's just so much more empowering to talk about what you've already achieved than to look at something and be like, oh, we only did 4 out of 7 of the things.
That's super, super thoughtful and very knowledgeable. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Now, how can people find you, Lola?
So you can find me. My personal website is loladoula.com, LOLADOULA.com. And then on Instagram, I'm Lola Lorber, LOLALORBER. And yeah, you can also email me at lola@loladoula.com. And yeah, that's how you can find me.
Oh, thank you so much, Lola.
Thank you for having me, Bonnie. This was so fun.
This was so cool. So that's it, guys. That's all we have for today. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed recording it. As always, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or just topics that you want me to talk about, realdoulaclub@gmail.com. Also, Instagram, you can find me, Real Doula Club. I hope you guys have an amazing, amazing week. I bid you adieu. Bye.